Hey, Dad? Do you have time to help me with my Bible study homework?
Yeah, Sister Rosemary gave us an activity to do at home. There's a father-daughter worksheet to do, too.
Yeah, I'm really glad we joined our new church.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Let's cuddle up on the couch and start with the worksheet.
It's kind of nice when Mom works late and we can just hang out together like this.
Okay, first question's for me. How often do you tell your father you love him?
I don't know, Daddy. At least once a day, right?
I know I'm getting a little old to call you Daddy since I became a teenager. But you don't mind when we're alone, right?
I'll say it right now. I love you, Daddy.
Okay, this one's for you. How often do you hug your daughter? Often, occasionally, or rarely?
I'd say pretty often.
I love it when you wrap your strong arms around me. It makes me feel so safe.
Sorry, Daddy. I didn't mean to get super mushy, but it's true.
Which part of the Bible are we on now?
Oh, it's the part about Lot and his daughter. You know, the horrors and getting turned into salt and everything.
Sister Rosemary said they were punished for being prostitutes, though, not for loving their father. And the Bible is full of love between family anyways, so it's totally normal.
How do you think we all got here after Adam and Eve, silly?
Let's keep going, Daddy. Another one from me. How often does your daddy check up on you at night? Once a night, several times, or all night?
I think it's once a night, right?
I mean, I do notice you come in my room in the middle of the night sometimes and rub my back. It feels really good.
Yeah, I only pretend to be asleep.
I mean, I guess you know. I don't like to wear anything in bed, and I know it's bad and I was embarrassed.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is more comfortable that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like you had any clothes on either, so I shouldn't have been worried.
Okay, last one for you. How often have you shared your seed with your daughter? Once a month, once a week, every night, or never?
Seed?
You know, Daddy. The stuff that made me...
Come.
I'm sorry. I know it's a dirty word, but that's the question.
Never?
You never did anything more than touch me when you came into my room at night?
That's okay, Daddy. It just felt really good the times when you touched me down there. And I kind of wanted more.
Yeah, I was awake for more than the back rubs. But we can't mark never.
Don't get mad at me, Daddy. But it was a while ago. A couple weeks after I, became a woman. And I found this rubber thing in the bathroom with all this white cream inside. After you and Mommy stopped making noise one time. I didn't know what it was at first. But some of the girls at school talked about them.
You know it's bad to use condoms, Daddy. Sister Rosemary said it's a sin to waste a single drop of seed. So I took the condom and emptied everything out onto my fingers and pushed it up inside me. I'm sorry, Daddy. I couldn't get it that far up because I was a virgin, but I thought putting it in me a little bit was better than trapping all your sperm in a stupid condom.
No, Daddy, of course I still am. I know I have to keep myself pure for you. But my little hymen wouldn't let me put your cream all the way in.
Don't get mad, Daddy. I was just trying to save you from sinning.
Well, yeah, I guess it probably was a couple weeks after my period, but God must not have wanted me to get pregnant then, so everything's fine.
Daddy, I know I should have told you, but Wait. Something's getting big in your pants. Is that your penis? Am I making it get big like that? No, Daddy, it's okay. It's perfectly normal. Sister Rosemary said we should expect that while we were doing the homework. Can I touch it? Through your pants? Daddy, it's okay, really. She said that God created a special relationship between fathers and daughters, just like between mothers and sons. Girls start to get curious at a certain age, like me, and fathers have urges that can lead them to sin. Unless their little girl helps them relieve these urges. Yeah, just like Lot and his daughters. God was trying to lead them away from sin, but it wasn't enough to make up for their bad choices. But we can keep each other from sin. You can make sure I stay a good girl for you, and I can keep you from lusting after anyone outside our family. Jessica said that she and her daddy have been doing it for years, and their family is only stronger for it. Yeah, my friend Jessica with big boobs. Yeah, she and her father have, you know, done it lots of times. I knew you'd see things the right way, Daddy. Rosemary said we should start by kissing. No, I've never kissed a boy. Oh, Daddy, I didn't know you needed my help that bad. She said it was okay if I kissed you down there, too. Help me unbuckle your belt, Daddy. Oh, wow. It's so big. How was that ever supposed to fit in my cunt? It's a bad word, Daddy, but it made your cock jump. There, it happened again. If we can help each other like this, like fathers and daughters were meant to, then we can say bad words to each other, right? Let me kiss your cock. Oh, I'm getting so hot all over, and especially in my little cunt. Touch me, Daddy, like you used to at night. That's the only thing that made it so wet. I love you, Daddy. What if I just suck on the tip a little bit? Oh, you want me to touch your balls? Yes, Daddy. They're so big. So these are the balls I came from? Thank you so much, Daddy. Let me kiss them too, so I can show you how much I love you. They're so hot and heavy, Daddy. Do they feel like when my little cunny gets hot and itchy? Like that, but all time? Daddy, why did you wait so long to come to me? Keep touching me, please. Why'd you pull away, Daddy? You were getting close to coming? I almost made you come. I guess I was doing a good job. No, it's not a sin to do in my mouth, Daddy. Just so long as it ends up inside your little girl. You can even spill it on my face or my puffy nipples if you want. I just have to make sure it gets in my mouth or my cunny afterwards. Sister Rosemary said some daddies really like to spray it on their daughter's face. She said some daddies even like to stick it up their little girl's butt. Wherever it's fine, just so long as it all ends up inside me. But she said our homework for today was to get all of our father's seat deep inside our rooms, where God intended. My period? A couple weeks ago, I guess. Don't be silly, Daddy. A child conceived by the blessing of a father's seed in the fertile womb of his daughter is twice blessed, like Sister Rosemary said. And I know you want more children, Daddy. I can hear you and Mommy talking about it sometimes. I think the condoms were her idea. So if you plant your seed in my fertile little belly and it takes root, that's okay, right? Oh, yes. Put me on my back, Daddy. Should I spread my legs wide for you? Oh, your fingers are rough. They feel so good. Oh, Daddy, can you see inside me? My most private place? I've never shared it with anyone except you. I know it'll hurt a little bit. But it's okay. I want it, Daddy, and I want you to be my first. Don't worry about it, Daddy. Just imagine my little belly stretched out with your baby. Oh, and my puffy nipples leaking milk. And oh, fuck, Daddy. Fuck me. I don't care if it hurts. Fuck your little girl like a good daddy should. I wanna be bad for you and say all those bad words. Fuck my cunt, Daddy, yes. Fuck your baby's cunt. Oh, your little girl needs you so bad. I touched my little pussy every night. After you came in my room and made me come and squirm with your fingers. And I came and came over and over thinking about you finally doing me just like this. Thinking about your baby stretching out my little womb. My own daddy making me a mommy. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Fill me up with your love and make a little baby in me. I want my daddy's baby to stretch my little belly out and make milk from my little boobies. And oh, yes, Daddy, yes. Yes, Daddy, I want your seed. Give your little girl all your seed. I want to be a good daughter for you and take care of you and give you babies. I'll help empty your daddy balls every night. Give me all of it, Daddy. Spill your seed in me. Make me a mommy. Yes, 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 yes. I'm gonna come. Yes. Does that mean you're doing it? Making me a mommy? My own daddy seat inside my little pussy? Stay inside me, Daddy. Let me hold you close like only your little girl can. Let me hug you close. Get all your love out inside me. Oh, you don't need those sinful condoms when you have your baby's tight hole. Oh, I dreamed about this for so long. I can't wait until my belly gets big and round with our baby, Daddy. Will you still hold me like you used to? When your baby stretches my little belly out and my boobs swell and ache with our baby's milk? Of course you can have some, Daddy. You can rub cocoa butter all over my pregnant teenage belly and suck from my milky little boobies while you go inside me. And it's going to be perfect. Oh, there's so much inside me. It's hot and squishy. All your beautiful daddy sperm, right where they belong. It's okay, Daddy. I'm so happy. It's all I ever wanted. And now we're closer than ever. And closer to God with all your seed right where it belongs. Daddy, I think I need to talk to Mommy. She hasn't been a very good wife to you lately, wasting your seed in those sinful condoms. But she'll see things my way. Both your girls should take care of you however you need. And pretty soon, we'll have a bigger family and more beautiful daughters to share our love with. They'll be my daughters and my sisters. Won't that be cute? I love you, Daddy. Thank you for seeding me and keeping us from sin.